This week, journalist Xiang Lengfu, who contributes to the New York-based website Boshen, was arrested and was filmed confessing to the charge of providing false information. Last week, journalist Gao Yu was arrested and charged with leaking state secrets. Gao appeared on state television and confessed to the accusations, saying she was wrong. Daybreak Asia's Sarah Williams spoke with Benjamin Ishmael, the head of the Asia-Pacific desk at Reporters Without Borders in Paris. He said these arrests, along with those of writer Liu Di and others, is part of a campaign as China approaches the 25th anniversary of the Tiananmen Square crackdown.
Unfortunately, it is a deliberate policy campaign led by the authorities to suppress critical information at this crucial moment where people start to commemorate the massacre of Tiananmen, which is still heavily censored in the country, and who raised several issues on this occasion, not only exclusively on Tiananmen and on the events in 1989. So that's why you have the case of Gao Yu, and you also have the case of Boshin reporter Xiang Lengfu, who was not particularly working or spreading information related to the Tiananmen anniversary. So it is unfortunately an action led by the authorities on a regular basis every year, and not only at this time of the year, but for any other big political events. And that is what the authorities do. They do arrest bloggers and dissidents, cyber dissidents, and journalists. They resort to internal exile, where they remove dissidents and news providers from the cities, from Beijing, for example, and they bring them in remote areas and ensure that they will not talk to the local or the international press.
Well, and now, as you said, certainly activists, other people have been apprehended as well in recent days, not just journalists. But it seems like the authorities made a fairly significant display of bringing Xiang Lengfu before cameras, as well as Gao Yu. What does your organization, you know, think about this, making them appear in public before TV cameras?
This is an operation meant to discredit not only the individuals, the reporters, journalists, which are accused by the authorities of harming the image of the country or spreading false information, but also to discredit their media. So Boshin is a website based in the U.S., and they intend to discredit the whole platform and all the news it carries on a regular basis, and that focuses on human rights violations in the country. It is appalling that the images of the confessions are broadcasted by the central television. The CCTV 13 is the tool of the authorities. It's a propaganda tool which really collaborates with the regime. And you know, at the moment where you have reports showing that China is one of the worst countries in Asia in terms of torture, when you have forced confessions like that which are broadcasted, it really raises the question and the role of CCTV and you know, the responsibility of the head of CCTV.
Hear more on this story later today on our new program, China Focus. Benjamin Ishmael of Reporters Without Borders was speaking from Paris with Daybreak Asia's Sarah Williams.